fandom compared to being adversaries. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. We will be back next Thursday for another episode of the Plugged in My Ears podcast. Thanks for joining us.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Ted Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
home, wire back the loot to make it right. The road it is long, but my thoughts they run longer into the quiet of the night. And I wake up lonely, this place where no one knows me. Drive to another the next day. Then a brand new chapter, born the day after, the last of the miles towards my grave. And I've been here before, and I'll be here again. On rolls the wheel, on rolls the wheel. Through a town with my last name. His house and his body could use a woman's touch. Guys like us don't often change. So I wake up lonely, this place where no one knows me. Drive to another the next day. Then a brand new chapter, on the day after, the last of the miles towards my grave. And I've been here before, and I'll be here again. On rolls the wheel, on rolls the wheel.
Thank you. You're listening to CFRC. This is Happy Town, 101.9 FM. You're listening to The Deep Dark Woods with Ye Banks and Braze. Before that, we had one from William Prince. One called For the First Time, and then we had Deep Dark Woods with one called Ruby to start off the show. Here's one from Canadian band The Deep Dark Woods. That is a song that has a long history, Ye Banks and Braze. It's an old Scottish song with words by Robbie Burns, and that's a neat version that The Deep Dark Woods did with a surprise noisy second 40% of the song. That's pretty cool. You're listening to Happy Town on CFRC. Right now, CFRC is in the midst of our funding drive, at the beginning of our funding drive, and we would like to think that we can count on your support. If you're a regular listener or an occasional listener, perhaps you are going to be a listener. Maybe this is the first time that you've listened to CFRC, and we'd like to get you on board as a supporter at cfrc.ca. There are two ways that you can donate. One is through Queens, and if you do it through Queen's donations, you can get a tax receipt. Or if you go directly through cfrc.ca to the station, then you can get some great gifts. There's all sorts of prizes that you can win, including a prize from Hotel Wolf Island. We have got gift certificates, so you can have a lovely dinner at Hotel Wolf Island, which I did just last night. I had the pickerel and salad, and I've had it many times, and it's always great, and the whole menu is great. So we got a couple $100 gift certificates here, and that's just one of many prizes that you can win by supporting CFRC.ca. And a particular reason why I am glad that folks like you support CFRC is because I am very much interested in the local music scene. I myself am a local musician, and music is very important to a community and building up community and entertaining each other and sharing our musical gifts, and community and campus radio is a very big part of that. So as we know, every song has to start somewhere, whether it's a rehearsal room, a kitchen table, a spark. These are the sparks that start music in our community. And CFRC is a place where that spark meets the audience. We open our doors to Kingston musicians, painters, poets, and dreamers, giving them airtime and community. Because when local artists are heard, the whole city feels more alive. And that is very true. I have always agreed with that idea. And so, if music moves you, and if creativity inspires you, help us keep the mic open. Your donation upgrades our recording gear, supports live performances, and gives emerging artists the chance to be discovered. You're not funding just radio, you're funding possibilities. CFRC.ca to keep CFRC on the airwaves for another year. And so here is a Kingston band in the spirit of our local music scene and keeping it all glued together with big help from the airwaves of CFRC, here's the Killdeers, a Kingston-based trio, who are emerging as a Canadian band to watch, combining modern folk melodies that draw you in, lyrics that shake your heart, and a connection that lasts long after they have left the stage. Here is one from their May album, Faster Than Light. It is track one, The Escape.
writer. Angry as a loaded gun.
Mr. Dan Curtis on the lead guitar. Yeah, fuck yeah. You're sitting in the noonday sun.
There's one from Rocket Surgery, recorded live at the Toucan back in 2016. That was a whole album of tracks, 13 songs, done at the Toucan, where Rocket Surgery played for a good while. I think it was every Monday night for years, and had a great following there, a lot of loyal fans there. So that's called Typewriter, from Live at the Toucan by Rocket Surgery. Before that, we had the Killdeers with one called The Escape. And now we'll have one from Kyra and Tully. This is from their LP, Wildlife. And this features local musicians like Daniel Lennon and Rob Gillespie, Jay Midaw, and Kyra and Tully, singer-songwriters that put out the album. And also Laura Murray, who plays cello on this one. And Laura Murray plays over at Hotel Wolf Island as part of the sessions over there, the open mic sessions, and plays the cello along with myself, or along with Chris Eckert and me, and we do one band called Honky Tonk Happy Hour and host the open stage. So we would love to see you over there on a Wednesday night. Runs from 7:30 to whenever we kind of decide to stop. Usually everybody wants to catch the 10:20 boat for the most part. But sometimes we go on, like last night we went on to the 11:40 boat. And the boat now goes right into Marysville. So you can just walk off if you want to bring your instrument or just come and listen. You can leave the car in Kingston, or if you haven't got a car, then you don't need to worry about how you get from the other dock. Because when it was the old boat, it was going to the winter dock. Now it's right into town. So that is every Wednesday night from 7:30 to usually just a bit after 10 at Hotel Wolf Island. So here is a track Also featuring Jay Middaugh, who was there playing last night at the hotel, along with a new band called Hollow Body, which is a band with Paul Clifford and lead guitar and vocals and songwriting with Greg Tilson. But this is Kyra and Tully. Back to Kyra and Tully's LP. This track is called We've Been Underground.
The dawning of spring, we've been underground, made our way this far now, and there's a reason. Change is necessary, it's great. Many ways try to live in gratitude for what we have, yet I find it's hard not to complain. I think it's difficult to imagine what it's like to be living in your shoes, but I know it's not so easy. Doing the best we can, he says. I believe him. He is so level-headed. It keeps my feet on the ground when my head is in the clouds. The nature stands around us, guards our beauty, letting us breathe, letting us survive.
One from Kyra and Tully, that is called We've Been Underground, from the 2009 album Wildlife, In and Out of the City. Alright, so here at CFRC, as I mentioned earlier, if you were tuned in at the start of the show, we are doing our funding drive for the year. And one of the aspects of the funding drive that is very important in terms of where we direct the funds is to our studio upgrades, and we are undergoing studio upgrades here at CFRC. And if you love discovering new artists and hearing local music on CFRC, well, please know that we do too here at the station. Those of us that program the shows every week, musicians from Kingston and beyond perform live in our studios. But keeping that space sounding its best takes up-to-date gear and good acoustics. Your donation helps us upgrade the studios, buy better sound equipment, and train more volunteers to host live sessions. If you've ever tuned in to a live set and thought, wow, that's local radio at its best, this is your chance to keep that magic going. So please visit cfrc.ca and donate in two ways, either through Queen's University to get a tax receipt or donate directly through our website to be put in the standing for great prizes for the funding drive. As I mentioned, a couple of gift certificates were donated from Hotel Wolf Island for a $100 dinner for two, which is always a nice evening over there to go over on the ferry and check out the live music at the hotel. So get on the website and check it out and find out how you can win that and other great prizes. CFRC.ca is the place to go to learn how to support CFRC in our 2025 funding drive. And we'll be right back after a few messages about other shows here on CFRC and other community happenings. Back with you in a minute on Happy Town. I'm John McClurg. Hope you'll stick around for the second half of the show.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Have you ever felt like you are walking on eggshells in your relationship? Have you ever felt like you are being overshadowed by your partner and pushed off to the side? Or do you know anyone who has experienced this? These feelings are more common than you think. Women Aware is a Montreal-based organization looking to support anyone in a toxic relationship. If you have any questions about your relationship, call us at 514-489-1110.
We'll listen to your vent and we could talk through what's going on in your relationship. Walking on eggshells can look like keeping silent to keep the peace, worrying about your partner's reactions, constant stress around your partner, an emotional roller coaster, or emotional fatigue. These are all things you should be talking about with well-informed, supportive people who have your back. And that's what we do at Women Aware. We always prioritize your safety, and we can also direct you to resources.
Once again, that number is 514-489-1110.
We also offer group sessions and one-on-one peer support. Women Aware. By survivors, for survivors.
Are you representing yourself in family court? The Queen's Family Law Clinic helps people with low income who cannot afford lawyers. The clinic assists self-representing family court litigants by completing their documents, helping them negotiate the family court process, and referring them to other family justice resources. Services include applications and motions for things such as custody, access, and child support, and assistance completing a wide range of court forms. Visit the Queen's Family Law Clinic online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m., right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And we are back on CFRC at 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University at cfrc.ca. And I'm going to play you a song here to promote an upcoming show at the Broom Factory. Juliana Riolino is going to be playing at the Broom Factory, presented by Kingston Canadian Film Festival, on February the 25th. It's a $22.50 ticket plus fees. The show starts at 7:30. So here is a track from an album from Juliana. It is called All Blue, the record, and we're going to play you track number one, If I Knew Now. Juliana Riolino here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I baby, and how can I help?
You just heard Juliana Riolino, who is playing at the Broom Factory on February 25th. So go on the internet, at your local internet dispensing facility, and check out kingstonlive.ca to get more information about the tickets. So, and right now we had a serendipitous morning. A friend of mine just happened to be passing through town. And since we're doing a lot of talk about local music today, it's really quite handy because Chris Morris is here and he is very much involved. Let me turn up your mic in the local music scene in many ways as a performer and organizer of events. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, John.
Nice to have you back. I think it's been nigh on a decade since you last were here.
That sounds about right.
I mean, it was when you were putting out your solo record, which was
your first
solo record.
That was 7 years ago now, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, that was live in person.
Yeah.
Which this isn't. This is a pre-recorded interview, just to be honest with everyone.
I think transparency is important on
yes.
the radio.
Especially on the radio, yes. And so right now we're doing the funding drive, so thanks for coming down to highlight the fact that here at CFRC we love to have Kingston musicians. I guess, though, technically speaking, you're not a Kingston musician at all, like...
No longer am I a Kingston musician. I'm a Picton musician now.
You're a Picton musician, yeah.
But I still play in Kingston about half my gigs.
That's right, yeah. Well, your roots go deep here, right? You were born here.
I was born here.
You'll never forget your roots. And
I never forgot my route either, because I'm in town this morning, and it's like you said, it's serendipitous that you'd happen to say, hey, you have a guitar, come down. And I haven't had one with me. And I was winding through campus. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I don't drive through campus very often, but I never forget it, even though I didn't go to school at Queens. Mm-hmm. I still hung out here plenty of times.
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm sure there was a lot going on for a musician.
There was more, like, when I was starting out, there was definitely more places to play on campus. I mean, I'm not that connected to campus, so maybe there's more that I don't know about, but like 20 years ago when I was doing, I just walked past Clark Hall on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is next door.
Yeah.
And I brought Arcade Fire there.
Oh, wow.
Which was this semi-legendary show of...
Yeah.
They were way too big for that room.
Yeah.
And I got them for super cheap just before they blew up. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other story. But yeah, I mean, you know, there was the Queen's Pub, and there was Alfie's, and there was Clark Hall, and there was the Grad Club. A good four places to play on campus. And then when I was in high school, we used to do shows at McGillivray Brown Hall, which is...
Yeah, I've walked by there. I didn't know there were ever shows in there.
Yeah, yeah, there's a stage in there, or at least there used to be. I mean, we do like all ages shows there with all of our high school buddies and stuff, and we'd get someone like the Gaudy Birds.
Oh, yeah.
To open up, or to headline, I should say. But it used to be part of Chalmers Church, that building. And then it got,
right.
I guess, Queens bought it or whatever. But yeah, there's tons of places to play around here.
Nice. Well, let's do that then.
You can play at CFRC.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to play live music.
What are you going to play?
On the radio. I don't know. I haven't even thought about that yet.
Do one about the radio. What? I got a trivia question for you here first.
Okay.
So in order for the radio station to exist, we need an antenna, which is a bit of a bigger thing than like a coat hanger you put on the back of a TV. And back in 2023, with the amazing work of one of our staff, Chancellor Miracle, and other staff, I think, too, we had to get a new antenna put up. Can you guess how much money that cost? Do you have any idea? Because I didn't.
I don't know. I'm going to take a wild guess. Like $200,000?
No, that's a lot of money. See, this is like amazing. Actually, it's $85,000.
You know what? I was going to say $75,000. I'm like, no, that sounds too low. I want to go high.
Yeah, but we still need a funding drive, even though it wasn't $200,000. That's still a lot of money for a radio station.
If I had gone Price is Right rules, I would have won.
Yeah.
you can't just can't go over. But then I was over by
way
too many times. So I've never bought an antenna for anything apart from like a little one for my ghetto blaster when I was
But I mean, you can imagine how with that having to do that, that 2 years later we don't have any pencils because of that. Like you can't.
Oh, it's either pencils or antennas.
Yeah, we ran out of money for pencil. Uh-huh. No, but we do need to keep the funding drive revved up in order to catch up from something like that, because the antenna is really important for us, and we go all the way to Belleville to Westport. Like, a lot of people enjoy the live music, but anyways, we better do this before we run out of time. Let's rock.
I want to sing a song about fundraising.
Okay.
Sounds good. You know this song, John. This is called Tip Jar. It's about fundraising for a person.
Yeah.
And you raise funds through the purchase of alcohol.
That sounds good.
I got to my guitar again because it came in from the cold. And so it's warming up to...
Yeah, those guitars this time of year.
CFRC can still afford heat. And I can feel that in this room because it's warmer than it is outside.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tip jar is empty tonight, and my future don't look too bright. I can't pay my bills unless someone gets drunk tonight. The front door of this bar ain't open too much today. It'll be another week until the factory folk get paid. Once their checks come in, I'll get them all drunk again. They can pay me money to listen to their troubles all night. The tip jar is empty tonight, and my future don't look too bright. I can't pay my bills unless someone gets drunk tonight. If I don't sell some drinks tonight, I don't know what I'll do. My phone's cut off and I'm eating some sketchy food. I need some more sad folks here to drown their sorrows in beer. I can use their money to pay my rent one more time. The tip jar is empty tonight, and my future don't look too bright. I can't pay my bills unless someone gets drunk tonight. Maybe I'll get lucky one of these days. Some big rich man will stop by. He'll buy just one drink, leave a tip so big, won't be able to count that high. They'll talk about it all over town. The press will come and write about me. Then I'll get famous. I'll get on TV, but until then I'll just have to dream. Tip jar is empty tonight. My future don't look too bright. I can't pay my bills unless someone gets drunk tonight. The tip jar is empty tonight. My future don't look too bright. I can't pay my bills unless someone gets drunk tonight.
Nice one. Chris Morris with Tip Jar. That was called Tip Jar?
Tip Jar.
That's what I thought. That's, I guess, a reality for many a musician working in the pubs. You gotta get the people on side. What do you to do that? Tell jokes?
Yeah. I think
sing.
The fun thing about that song is that it works well at most gigs. Like if you're in a bar.
As a hint,
and the bar staff love it. Yeah, typically, you know what I mean? I think it's a little funny song, but it's kind of not
Like, it's there's a bit of realism based in it, you know? Like,
I think so, yeah.
If you ever worked behind a bar and there's just no one there, it's like, you know...
Yeah.
I know it's changed since I wrote that song, but it used to be, you know, bartenders made $5 an hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they would hopefully get, you know, $50 an hour by the time tips rolled in or whatever, right? So that was pretty good. But
yeah. Feast or famine, I guess, in that industry.
It can be. I mean, that whole song is really about economic prosperity through alcoholism.
Yeah.
If people get drunk, then it's good for the economy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I guess.
Which is a true. Funny thing, you know, like.
Yes, but then the healthcare system might have to take up slack a bit.
Well, you know what you don't need to enjoy alcohol for?
What?
Community radio like CFRC.
That's right. It's you don't need a drop to enjoy Happy Town. You can just get happy by listening to local music and Canadian music and music from other places across the globe, which is what we play here. So,
I first got played on CFRC in like 1995.
Really?
I think when I put out a couple of cassettes when I was in high school.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure I called in to request my own goddamn song.
Yeah. The station was only 83 then or something like that. It was like pretty young station.
Not even a century.
Not even a century.
That's youth radio.
Yeah. Is that right? What, 1990? Did you say 1995? What's 95 minus 22? That is 80. No, that's 60. No, I'm not very good. I didn't.
73.
I didn't Isn't take it? Math.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this is not a math show. This is a folk music show.
Yeah.
Can't do math and folk at the same time.
But you could. I mean, a lot of songs. Like, there's a song, I think, what was that band that had a song called Music is Math? Is that like Broken Social Scene or something?
That sounds about right.
I don't know. There was a song. I thought you might have booked them, too.
I didn't. I booked a ton of bands of that indie rock wave around that time, like the early aughts, mid-aughts, because Canadian indie rock was gigantic. Arcade Fire ended up sort of coming out from that pack at the top, but Broken Social Scene was way up there, too. And I booked nearly everybody else at some point. Metric and the Weaker Thans and the Deers and the Constantines and all those guys. But Virginia Verge
from
Flying V, ex of the Grad Club, brought Broken Social Scene to Grant Hall around the same time. I think I guess she got them, or maybe it was a few years later after I got out of the business. But and Feist showed up. It was pretty cool. Grant Hall's not a great spot for a concert, though.
No. Too boomy?
It's very boxy, and yeah.
Yeah.
I did see Tori Amos there around 95. That was pretty great.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what's the subject of the show? We're all over the place, aren't we?
It's just like local music. I've just been playing some local music, talking about the funding drive a bit. And that's pretty much it. Kind of Canadian content, pretty much exclusively for this show.
I started my working life in community radio, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My first full-time job was the summer station manager of CKVI, The Cave.
Oh, really?
Which maybe I shouldn't talk about competing, but I think
No,
it's good because I remember back then CFRC and CKVI had actually a good working relationship.
Yeah, now it's like...
Now it's totally a rivalry. I think they fight to the death. No. So that was my first full time job, and then I went to school for radio at Loyalist College, and I was the production manager and the music director of CJLX, which is now called 91X.
Nice.
So I am always happy to help out community radio.
Yeah. And you are.
And I am.
By playing another song.
By playing another song.
What song is it
going to
be?
That was a nice segue into Shut Up and Sing, Morris.
Yeah. They don't teach that stuff at radio college. Did they teach you how to shut down someone when they're talking rudely?
Yes, they did, actually.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. I just figured it out on my own right now.
On that, in a similar vein, this song is called So Long, It's Been Good to Know You.
Oh, that's a good one.
This is by Woody Guthrie, written in about 19 and 34, I think-ish, something like that, maybe a little earlier.
Well, I've sung this song and I'll sing it again about a place that I've known on the wild dusty plains in the month called April, the county called Clay. Here's what all of the people there say. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is blowing me home. I've got to be drifting along. Now the dust storm came and it blowed like thunder. It covered us over and it dusted us under. It blocked out the traffic and it blocked out the sun. Straight for home all the people did run. Singing so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is blowing me home. I have got to be drifting along. Well, loved ones sat in the dark and they sparked. They kissed and they hugged in that dusty old dark. They sighed and they cried and they hugged and they kissed. Instead of marriage, they talk like this. Singing so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is blowing me home. I have got to be drifting along. Now the telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, kind friend, this might be the end. I've got to cut price on salvation of sin. Now the churches was jammed and the churches was packed. That dusty old dust storm blowed so black. The preacher could not read a word of his text, so he folded his specs and he took up collection. Singing so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is blowing me home. I have got to be drifting along.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Chris Morris of Picton, Ontario, born and raised in Kingston, Ontario, supporting community radio with his folk tunes. He's playing all over the place, it looks like. I've been seeing that you've been playing a lot of solo shows. So where can the audience keep track of that? You have a website? You have a Facebook page?
I have a Facebook page and an Instagram page at Chris Morris Folk.
Chris Morris Folk.
And my website is chrismorrismusic.ca.
Oh, yes,
and
right.
I've got a listing of concerts that I will perform on that website and on the social media.
All right, check it out, folks. And we have quickly come to the end of our show, so I'd like to thank Chris one more time for coming in and giving us a few songs and having a little chat. And don't forget to support the CFRC funding drive at CFRC.org.